From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. News reports from Turkey say at least 13 people were killed and 20 others injured by a suspected car bomb outside a football stadium in central Istanbul. Reporter Dorian Jones says the explosion took place just hours after a high-profile football match.
At least one suicide car bomber, possibly a minibus, targeted police that have been protecting the match, killing at least 13, possibly 15 dead. Also understand that at least 38 people have also been injured. Some are believed to be serious. Most of those that have been killed and injured are believed to be security forces. We also believe there was possibly other reports saying there was a second suicide bombing attack. That hasn't been confirmed, along with reports of large amounts of gunfire following those attacks. It's unclear whether that was a follow-up attack or that was security forces firing. Those details are unconfirmed at the moment, along with who is believed to be responsible for this attack on Istanbul.
Reporter Dorian Jones. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and European and Arab diplomats met in Paris Saturday to try to find a way of protecting civilians in Syria, especially Aleppo. After the meeting, Kerry called on Russia and the Syrian regime to show a little grace in their ongoing operations.
Russia and Assad have a moment here where they are obviously in a dominant position. They have an ability to be able to show a little grace. And sometimes in diplomacy, a little grace goes a long way.
The Syrian army was visible on the streets of eastern Aleppo Saturday as regime forces backed by Russia continued to drive opposition fighters from their strongholds. This is VOA News.